young child I was, so deep in love with me. As if there was nothing was, but only love I craved. So I didn't know as much, her loving touch amazed. I was so gone with love, the alphabet was a haze. So long as she pulled away, the funeral truck I cried. I gave the clouds away, like a lost Christmas that day. And now I can't seem to cope, but only hope some way. Just to see her once more, and we could be friends like way back when. It's as if I'm already dead, and in my grave I lay. If only her love could save me now, and if somehow she stays.
Thank you. You're very kind. We have another song called Fish, and here it goes.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is a show I like to call Foxtrot. And today is a very, very, very special installment of Foxtrot. Long-time Foxtrot listeners will know I have many, many reoccurring guests, at least three, but none are perhaps as well-regarded, nay, celebrated, as the guest I have here today, if you want to introduce yourself.
I love being celebrated. My name is Carter. This is my fifth time on Foxtrot.
Is that true?
I think so. You think it's less?
Maybe three or fourth, maybe, would be my thought.
I'll say fourth time on Foxtrot. I get a little bit more comfortable every time. I get a little bit more frustrated with Noah every time. tonight's going to be a toss-up. Will he be mean to me? Will he make us listen to the last 30 seconds of silence of every song? As you saw with the last one, the answer is probably yes.
To celebrate Carter's fourth or fifth appearance on Foxtrot, we're gonna do a fun little show today. A version of radio that was introduced to me by my ex-girlfriend.
Nice.
Called A Spiral, where what we're going to do is, so I just picked that song, and then Carter was assigned the task to pick a song that song reminded of him for any reason whatsoever. It could be anything.
It's a very loose relation.
And then based on his pick, I pick a song based on what his song reminded me of, and so on and so forth. And we'll talk about, you know, why we picked what, yada, yada, yada. So that first song we just listened to was Mountaintop, specifically the BBC Radio 1 live session version by none other than Daniel Johnston. And I'm not a huge Daniel Johnston guy. I know a lot of people in the indie music world, 90s heads, are. But this one's good. I like what. What'd you think of it, Carter?
I thought it was really nice. I like the... It's a little grungy.
Yeah.
It's just... It's, I don't know. It feels very organic. I was a big fan.
That's the Daniel Johnston vibe.
Yeah.
So the next song we're going to pull up, we're not going to spoil it. This is one that Carter thought of when he heard that Daniel Johnston track.
My recommendation is to listen to the intro.
You heard it here first. Listen to the intro. Okay, we're going to play a few songs, and we're going to talk about what we played, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. See you in a second.
Wrapped around
Okay, we are back. We just listened to Voyager by Daft Punk. Right before that, did I? Yeah, I did. Right before that, we listened to I Just Threw Out the Love of My Dreams by Weezer. And just before that, we listened to Bodies by Forrest. So for those just joining us, we're doing a spiral episode where I pick a song, and then my good friend Carter picks a song based on that song, and then I pick a song, and so on and so forth. Carter, what inspired you to pick Bodies by Forrest?
So a lot of songs start with a four click to like start the song, like a, and then go into it, and it, you know, to simulate a live show, one might say. Pharrell famously does that.
Does he?
Yeah, like think about Happy, like.
Did you see the Lego Pharrell movie?
I didn't see it. Neither did you hear that they scrapped a $20 million Pharrell biopic? They like filmed the whole thing.
And then they were like, Universal. What if this was better in Lego?
Literally, they were like, maybe we did this already and this just isn't. I don't know why they made two Pharrell biopics at the same time.
They looked at it and they're like, this is a medium meant for, this is a story meant for Lego.
But one had one gajillion cameos and this one just like did not. But they cut it. They like left it on the editing floor. Like I guess the producers and Pharrell and all the creative team were like, this is not even worth putting out. I think it was for tax write-off, but allegedly it was for creative vision. Anyway, Pharrell's got the da-da-da-da. It might seem crazy, but this also had the four click. And it went two, 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 and then like a guitar strum. And for a second in my brain, I was like, wait, did he pick Bodies by Forrest?
Bodies!
He did not. But I picked Bodies by Forrest. Now, Bodies and Forrest are very dear to me. Forrest is a good friend from my high school growing up, and then she went to Berkeley, and Noah and I saw her.
It's true. Our sophomore year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a basement in Cambridge.
It was the Middle East.
No, Cantab Lounge. We saw Fever Dolls in Middle East.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're so right.
And that was an awesome show. I recently saw her play at the Lily Pad. Lives in L.A. now, but just like an awesome song. Shout out Berkeley music scene.
Yeah, shout out Berkeley, shout out City of Angels, shout out Trees.
So, from Bodies, what compelled you? You said that you had an interesting reason why you went to Bodies to that Weezer song.
Yeah, so I was listening to this song, and I mean this in no disrespect at all to Forrest, none at all. But the lyrical content of the song was one of, and this is a feeling that all of us have felt before, but it was one of almost like, this is, I don't even mean this in a mean way, but of like patheticness, where it's like,
Jesus,
where it's like, choose me, please choose me for the love of God, please choose me. And I'm like, that's a little desperate. Like, that's a little pathetic.
Noah, have you ever felt that way?
Yeah, I have. And it's a normal human feeling to have. People have felt pathetic in ways, and I think it's a normal human emotion.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Noah. Happy birthday to you. So for viewers who are just tuning in, it is actually Foxtrot host Noda Young's birthday in just a few days.
Wait.
And four of our friends have just busted in the studio to sing a little happy birthday cheer, and he's feeling very taken off guard.
Wait, I have actual chills. I have full body goosebumps right now. I'm gonna give a hug. 1 second.
I'll fill space. So Noah's now walking around the room and giving a hug to all of his friends. And they're going to sit down and join us for the rest of the radio show, which Noah had no idea about, and this is a surprise. So they're going to sit down and join, and we're going to keep on yapping, and we're all really excited, and he's got the biggest grin ever on his face.
This is
right
actually
now.
The best day of my life. Wait, that was so nice.
We all left our phones at home so you couldn't track us and see that we were together.
Gonna be honest, I was not tracking you for a second. The only person I was...
You may have been.
Was this the whole reason you asked... there was no... Energy drink was not the reason you joined my radio show tonight.
No, this was it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Oh,
and
that's an honor. Wait, everyone, the other mics? Pull some. You guys share that mic, and you guys share that mic. For our new guests.
Do we get headphones?
No.
No, you don't get headphones.
I think we're okay.
You guys can. I can hear enough. I can confirm that you guys your mics are on.
True.
For our new guests.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Let's go.
Should we do names and pronouns?
We can do names and pronouns.
Should we start left, go right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Nicolay's she, her, and then my rose this week was the beautiful snow. My bud is Noah's upcoming birthday.
Chills.
My thorn is that it's so cold outside.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I use the she series. I'm a senior. My rose this week is this. My wow. bud is Noah's birthday on Thursday, and my thorn... my thorn is I think I may be getting a yeast infection.
Oh.
My name is Grace. I use the she series. This is my first time in the WMFO room.
Wow, wait.
Yeah, it was pretty
exciting.
Oh,
I can't say that on air.
Is it late? Can't you swear?
I can't swear. The music can swear.
My rose is Wolves Back.
Oh, except we lost tonight.
Wolves Back.
Wolves
my
back.
Bud is Noah DeYoung's birthday and also Bougie's upcoming arrival. Shout out Bougie. I know she's listening.
Is she really?
No, she's not. And my thorn is my iPhone's at home.
I'm Ashton. I use she, her pronouns. And my rose is I'm having a beautiful week with my friends, and my bud is the Molasses Disaster Show.
Oh
on
my
Saturday.
God.
Pull up.
We have nearly all members of the band Molasses Disaster in the house tonight. And then my thorn is I have a quiz tomorrow.
In what class?
Spanish 1. And have I looked at any of the material for said quiz?
No.
Well, Spanish is more something that you like, you feel.
Yeah, no, it's deep in
I'm
there.
I'm always saying that.
Like a language?
Mm-hmm.
Lengua.
Wow, I'm so caught off guard. Does somebody want to... Did you guys hear that last song?
No.
Okay.
We were too busy putting candles.
We can worry about that later.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
So, for our
listeners at home, Ashton, Grace, Sarah, and Nicola are constantly like, Noah, I want to go on your radio show. It's such a convenient time. I love how normal of a radio slot you have, and I'm always like, I'm so booked by everybody wanting, there's people clamoring on my radio show. And
I always clam.
My clam.
Everyone's like, no, I want to stay up until after 2 a.m. I keep looking at the door because whoever was here before left their phone, and I keep thinking they're going to show up.
Who was it? I left my phone. Can we do first, last name, and then address on the driver's license?
Yeah, I feel like that's something we can
Social
do on
Social Security
air.
Number, if we can.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's somebody with a vertical ID.
Hey, I left my phone.
Oh, my God, we were just talking about you.
Is there also a pair of headphones?
Oh, yeah. These?
No.
Is it the Apple one?
There's a record number of people in this studio right now.
This is crazy.
Sorry for talking about you.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, but today we're doing Spiral. So, in that Noah picks a song and then I pick a song. And I thought that since we have so many people here, we could do a little verbal spiral before we do the next song. Maybe a little one word story action.
What? Neanderthal poetry.
Okay, we're not doing Neanderthal poetry on air.
Okay, one word story then.
I
was awake at
DTD, one word.
And
I
fell down
and my
gazebo
cracked
under
my
clam.
Nice.
Period.
Wow.
Good job, team.
That was chills.
That's
going
to be our next group tattoo.
Our first one is actually, what's our first tattoo?
The side shot logo.
Yeah. What were those?
Did you read them?
Yeah. I was like, Nicholas going through something.
We were biding our time before we came here. So we had nothing to do.
We've been waiting for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, after I did my dinosaurs homework, I had literally nothing to do.
Are you in dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Noah, a very important question for you.
Yeah.
Let's say hypothetically you're in a situationship. Do you buy a Valentine's Day gift for...
Oh, I read that side
said
post.
Person. But what's your answer?
Whose side are you on? Are you comment number one or comment number two?
You do not buy a Valentine's gift for your situation.
Wait, have some standards.
I have another question. Has Carm got berries?
Has Carm got berries?
Negative four. Negative four downvotes.
Looking at
my karma, and I was like, damn, I low-key.
Into the mic.
I was looking at my karma. I was like, damn, I low-key got hella karma. And hey, I was scrolling through
language.
All my old posts. Oh, sorry. Dang, I got hecka karma. I was scrolling through my old posts. Anything that's funny was written by you, and everything else was me going, does Karm have berries,
does
with
Hodge
negative downvotes?
I kind of have crazy sidetrack karma.
Does Hodge have general
cow? What's your sidetrack?
I haven't posted in like a year, so, and I never posted frequently. Let me look at it. I have 2001.
Oh, he beat me. I'm going to cry.
Noah also famously has funny sidetrack posts. He was the one that posted, I asked for whole milk at the sink and the barista. Can I say that on there?
Yeah.
And the barista shot me.
Wait, that was you?
Yeah.
That's you? Famous.
That one was not that famous.
I hear people talk about that one to this day.
My most famous
it's
one.
Me. Literally.
I love glazing.
Okay, what I want to say, I want to know who posted the side chat post about the rainbow steps during the bomb threat. That person deserves a really firm handshake.
Can you tell me what this post was? I don't remember.
I thought you could quote it verbatim.
No. Verbatim?
Verbatim. It was like...
Oh, so you're ready for the quiz.
Yeah.
It was like, damn, why are they targeting the rainbow steps? Bro, I'm just trying to go to Tasty. Or something like that.
Fire.
And that changed your life?
Sammy Lubart can quote it directly if she's listening.
Verbatim.
Verbatim.
Do you think Sammy and Noah Cutler are listening? Oh, Noah C. are listening right now.
Nice.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, you also firsty lasted Sammy just now. Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Well, it's not her government name, so it's okay.
Oh.
I actually don't think it matters.
That's pretty federal team,
yeah,
honestly.
My first and last name is on my DJ
name.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. Yeah. Full name Gonzo.
Oh, that's so funny.
Shout out WMFO exec Gonzo.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Love you guys.
He was federaled today.
Gonzalo. Yeah, he was federaled.
Did you just federal him on air?
No, I didn't say his last name.
I can't pronounce it, so.
We could all take turns trying.
That feels like a bad idea.
I mean, if we have nothing to talk about, I can read out loud some side chat posts for whoever's listening right now.
Or we could play more music.
Guys,
we could
this also next song is such a banger. It's not even
is
funny.
Is it Padam Padam?
Is it BCNR?
Oh, is it?
New York,
is it
I love you, but
it
you
is,
me
yeah.
Have
okay, we'll play a song and we'll spiral.
They make music for ex-boyfriends.
That's true. I saw that tweet and I was like, I know for a fact my sophomore year girlfriend got sent that like 5 times. I know her friend saw them like, you have to see this. So shout out Shay if you're listening.
Oh, miss you, Shay.
I'm glad
no
I could.
Last
not
time.
Really.
I'm glad. I'm glad I could get that tweet sent to you, probably by again 5 people. Okay, we're gonna play a song, and then one of the 4 new guests is gonna pick a song based on that. We'll figure it out. And yeah, what a beautiful show. Okay, friendship is so beautiful. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm gonna play the mm-hmm. song.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back. We, as in me, Nicola, Sarah, Grace, Ashton, and Carter. It's first names. Today is a very special, apparently, birthday edition of Foxtrot, where friends are here. Clique is here. We just listened to the best song ever, Instant Crush, by Daft Punk, making their second appearance today, featuring Julian Casablancas. Before that, we listened to Best to You by Blood Orange. And before that, we listened to Instrumental by Black Country New Road, which, kind of klezmer.
Mad klezmer.
No other thoughts about the things we just listened to? Anyone want to share thoughts on the music?
It made me instantly black out, so I actually have no memory.
We got up and danced around for a while during Instant Crush, because it's the best song ever.
Ashton asked me to hit the pole.
Carter did some break dancing. Sarah did a baby freeze.
Yeah.
I pushed Sarah out of that baby freeze.
I was told recently when I break dance, I give strong first grader at bar mitzvah vibes.
Who told you that?
Sanaa. And
Sana is correct.
And I think that it was very accurate. It's the type of audacity of a first grader at a bar mitzvah that I like to channel into my everyday life.
That's
my
beautiful.
President.
Literally, yeah.
Salute. Hail to the chief.
Public service announcement. We'll all be going to Carter's breakdancing final. You guys should all yeah. 23 of you should come and join
Fox
us.
Foxtrot listeners, you will have a VIP seating at Carter's breakdancing. We still have 23 listeners at Carter's. The listeners are real.
Real ones.
If you're a Foxtrot listener, if you like go to the building and you say I listen to Foxtrot, they're gonna be like, right this way, and then you will be front row.
Send a message in the DJ chat. Let us know you're here.
let us know that you're here.
Let us know.
And then,
take requests.
yeah. Something else though that we think is really important here at WMFO. It's just been on our minds a lot recently. Carter was just telling me about it. Grace was telling me about it. And I was like, the people kind of need to hear this. And then Sarah looked me in the eye and said what she's about to say right now.
Popcorn Sarah.
Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance to your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you can hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. No, you want to say it together?
Now that's a lot of yogurt.
This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio on WMFO.
Yup, that's right.
We love yogurt.
We at Foxtrot.
Who are you?
Are strictly probiotic. We are not antibiotic. We are probiotic.
Oh, that's real.
So, and you can quote us on that.
I've always said that.
Has anybody seen the Love, Death, and Robots episode where yogurt blob
I watched that with
becomes
you.
Sentient?
No.
It's we watched awesome. That together.
It's well, like 5 minutes. It's dope.
Wait, can you not explain it? Because I have yogurt for breakfast every morning, and I don't want to lose that relationship that I have to the
yeah,
yogurt.
I'll keep it to myself, but I recommend you watch it. Nicola, you would really like it.
What does that mean?
Whoa. Whoa, glasses on the targeted. Right.
Glasses on the right.
That's so funny. Carter had to point out Nicola in a crowd without saying her name today and just goes, glasses on the right.
It's been a lot of bullying this past weekend slash today.
I heard we got you guys in trouble.
Oh, you did get us a little bit in trouble, but it's okay.
We'll cope.
We'll cope. We'll live.
We'll cope in our co-ed
persisted.
It's
yeah.
okay.
True.
What's the next song?
MG, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
Does anybody want to popcorn off of Instant Crush? Does anybody have a song they have in mind based on that?
My Way by Frank Sinatra.
So that one doesn't make sense.
My Way by Cat's Eye?
Wait, Grace no. Nashner or Cooking? Never mind, no they're not.
No. I have a suggestion.
What's your suggestion?
It's slightly Daft Punkular.
Is that the name of the song?
No.
It's whatever. It's whatever you thought of based on that song.
I Feel It Coming by The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk.
I agree with this one.
Okay.
I'm going to start punching through walls,
for 2DC.
Y'all.
It's the most emotional song ever written.
So.
For the people, by
like,
the people.
Is it 8 minutes long?
No.
There's
it's
no way.
Four and a half
beautiful.
Minutes.
That's, the sweet spot.
That's a sweet spot.
Okay, I guess we'll play that. We'll be back in like. A little
we'll
bit.
4.5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll be back in 4.5 minutes, maybe. We'll
no,
see.
Seems
we'll
very
be feeling
enthused.
It.
LFG.
Thank you. Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Time. I'm just trying to get you high, fade it off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch.
to do her any harm. So look here, I put her on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on, but something about the clouds and her mist. She wasn't too bright, but after tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a
microphones
and
on.
We're back. Microphones are on.
Thoughts on Prince.
Think he was bisexual.
We were sitting in silence. The songs we just listened to there were "I Feel It Coming" featuring Daft Punk by The Weeknd and Daft Punk, and The Weeknd and Daft Punk, and Daft Punk. And after that, we listened to "Raspberry Beret" by Prince and The Revolution. And do you guys want to talk about how those songs were linked, or is that just kind of a vibe?
We were, like, talking about, like, truth and relative truth.
Yeah.
And then, like, objective truth. And and also a week of freshman year.
All those things are intrinsically linked.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Socrates was brought up. A little bit of Aristotle.
My mom cried when Prince died.
I was driving
she
home
cried.
From tennis
she shed
practice.
Tears.
That's crazy.
When I was in middle school. I didn't bring it up at TDC rehearsal, though.
That was so funny.
And I ball on the side.
I hoop on the side. So that's it for the formal show.
We are a vibe, bro.
Bro, we are a vibe.
You are a vibe.
For all my loyal Foxtrot heads, I hope you really enjoyed this out of the box episode. I know I did.
I hope y'all could feel the friendship through the frequencies on the radio.
Yeah, I'm being really earnest here, and that this actually meant a lot to me, guys. So, like,
aww, we love you, Noah.
So thanks, guys.
We love Foxtrot.
Foxtrot for life.
Foxtrot for life, unironically. but yeah, thank you all for listening, and we might just chill here, but we might not say any more words because there's no shows after us. So whatever. But again. This has been Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to close out, maybe close out, maybe not close out. We'll see what the vibe is. With a song that I know my friends really enjoy, and I feel like it kind of reminds me of Daft Punk in like a way.
What is this, Basketball Shoes?
No.
No, it's good.
And I, how dare you? And I don't know. That's all I'll say. They all know it,
is it
I think.
Aquamarine?
So
please.
it's not Aquamarine. Do you guys have any parting words before we go?
Is it Padam Padam?
It's not Padam Padam.
Is it Padam Padam?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it okay. My Way by Cat's Eye?
No.
Okay.
Is it My Way by Calvin Harris?
You're really close.
My Way by Frank Sinatra.
That it is.